And as we come to you all, we are now full-fledged into January 2026. And Ms. Parker, I think we coming off a little bit of a that's how I knew you started. It's like it's already interesting, ain't it?
Ugh.
You're like,
Did you hear me? Ugh. Trash. Trash.
How do you deal with the
Trifling.
All right. So once again, thank y'all for tuning into the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. On this good Watch for the Hook Wednesdays, it's Michael with
Tatiana.
She with that bullshit. I just want to let y'all know. She with
I
this.
Am not. I mean, maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit.
But yeah, listen. Hey, listen. It is 2026. It's the year of completion. We stand on business.
Dude, you scared me.
I know. That's why I did it. We stand on business.
Yes. And you know, that honestly is a good segue into kind of what we wanted to highlight today. How do you, can you, will you, are you, is it worth it for you to be polite and be steadfast, but still be able to hold individuals accountable, whether it's a partner, whether it's, you know, any type of somebody that you're doing business with, a partner, whether you're doing some in-kind work, whether you're paying them for work and you holding them accountable for the year of completion. How is it possible? Is it worth it?
See, that rolls back into, we've had this in a few episodes back, emotions in business.
Yeah. And let's keep it 100. It isn't just necessarily for business in the realm or the aspect of like exchanging goods or services, right?
Oh yeah, business.
It could be business as far as, you know, you needing to get your point across for some other part of your life. It could be, you know, it could be education, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you got to see if you can be polite and steadfast and holding an individual accountable for an educational component, you know?
But like you said earlier, if I'm paying you.
That's what you're getting paid for, right? I'm paying your ass.
Yeah, if you're getting paid, then you need to deliver.
That's the expectation.
On time delivery is what people pay for. Nobody pays for you to show up late. Nobody pays for you to under-deliver.
Yeah.
Nobody pays for bad customer service.
Nobody pays for lies.
But, so when we're sitting up here, we're talking about it, you know, people take kindness for weakness.
They do, and that's a big problem with me because for me, I won't speak for you, but I'm going to say,
I'm gonna be a smile.
I would say for me, there is no gray area. It's black or white.
But this is the thing. Y'all don't understand. She's behind the scenes pit bull.
Why I gotta be a pit bull? I'm like a golden doodle or a labradoodle. No. No?
Those are not mean.
But they're so pretty.
They ain't got nothing to deal with being mean.
But I like her.
See, that's where you just went off the rails.
Jump the tracks.
Well, what I'm talking about is, like, everybody can pretty much know by now, I'm the one that's in the forefront talking or in the social media, checking things and seeing certain things. This woman is, like I say, she's the financial advisor, the financial connoisseur. She is the fixing my emails before I send them out and emotionally mad type of
business owner. That's what I was going to say. I'm the one. On
she
the
corrects
emails,
me.
I'm the one on the phone calls tagging your ass.
She lets me be the bad guy.
Tagging your ass.
But if you've seen the movies, the little cartoon movie, The Bad Guys, you got to understand, he the one that keeps me from being the dumbass in public. She like, don't do that. Don't say that. But she also will say, this is how you fix this language before you say something stupid.
Yeah.
Now, that's accountability.
Right.
But also, she keeps it professional.
Gotta communicate it correctly, properly. Gotta execute.
Because a lot of times I won't say fuck you.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you fuck you in about three sentences.
But never say the word fuck
But
you.
I won't say fuck you.
Which is just crazy
But you
because,
gonna feel the fuck you.
yeah, she is a person who can vocabularily tell you to fuck you. I would just say fuck you.
I'm gonna give you
And
some
she says,
$5 words.
Michael, that's not correct in business. Michael, we need to change this. She says, Michael, stop that. And I'd be like, fuck these folks. F-P-F. Fuck these folks. That's another slogan for 2026.
LTL. I like it. Now
fuck these folks.
That I can
But see,
get
I am no longer in the apparel business, so I cannot rock that shirt.
Well, shit, I can get it made.
But then I don't want to walk around with cuss words on my chest.
We're not. See, how we're going to communicate this properly is we're going to make it an acronym. We're going to capitalize both of the F's and we're going to put periods in between. Oh.
Talk to me off camera.
Okay, then.
Maybe a new apparel shirt coming out. FTL, fuck these folks. Because I'm sick of these motherfuckers. In more ways than six.
Some of wheels turning now.
Yeah, wheels turning.
Some of wheels turning now.
We're going to do it ourselves.
See, I just cleaned that up.
Yeah, see. See
oh,
see,
we can spend that.
And that's why we also talked about choosing the right business partner. So as we talked about, I don't know the numbers. I'm just going to tell y'all this right now is episode 189. Go find out. Go to Apple.
Search through it.
Download all the episodes. And just hit them all and say, take these, Michael and Tatiana. Yeah, do that.
Did we derail?
No, we ain't derailed because I'm still on it. Because we still working on how we looking at this. Because like we said, it's about it being holding people accountable. Businesses,
it is.
And holding them accountable because right now, accountability is at an all-time low.
Yes, it is.
But more than just businesses. It's just like, people just want to just change everything. They like, yeah, we've been saying this for 60, 70, 80 years. You know something?
Nope. Okay. Erased it.
Yeah, we done.
I'm going to strike through that.
Yeah, we told y'all we here to protect and serve.
Nah, we not.
Nah, fuck that. We here to kill all you motherfuckers.
And get some donuts.
Yeah. Or just sit there and say, we killing other types of people on camera. Oh yeah, y'all catch that?
All right. Oh yeah, that was bad.
But see, now this the thing. We over here is the minorities, been sitting around here talking about accountability for over 400 years.
Yeah.
And now people are like, well, "What the hell?"
Right. Wait. Well, we ain't worried about y'all.
It's sad when you in that boat.
We ain't worried about y'all. See, you never thought your ass was gonna have to get in that boat, or that boat was gonna come past you, right?
I didn't realize that boat had a hole in it.
Sink, right?
Yeah. So we back on that accountability thing.
Yeah.
Even in business, right now, we're looking at 2026.
Mm-hmm.
What in business can people lay their head on and saying we're good or great at that? It's damn near to the point like. Certain businesses are just like, if you don't like us, don't come back.
Right. It don't work like that.
Like, listen, we know there are multi-billion-dollar businesses.
Right.
Customer service is at an all-time low. They are just telling customers, either you own with us or you off with us.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is customers still ain't realized they control the power.
Right.
Consumers.
But you know what? I think the 2026 slogan needs a small edit, right? What do you keep saying 2026 is? And accountability.
All that.
That's what it's going to be now. That's the edit. Ampersand accountability.
Because completion and accountability turn into the dollar.
Uh-huh.
Or if they don't go hand to hand, you negative dollar.
Right.
So if you are a for-profit business, which 99% of these companies are, and even the ones that are non-profit,
child, you took the word
they
out of my
still
mouth.
For-profit they, because they still a 501c3.
And they still got to make payroll.
Yeah, even NCAA, which is
Don't get it twisted. That just means I get a little text, you know.
But, I mean, people out here just playing games.
Yeah, it's still
lying in your face. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you keep a buck with you. Like,
they getting raises every year. Yeah, and bonuses.
All that part.
I done jumped the track.
And even that right now, listen, businesses are finna file their business income tax for 2025. In 2026.
Mm-hmm.
The rules that were in place for 2024 filing year will not be the same
Mm-mm.
for 2025. So just be prepared.
Right.
They're gonna fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck them folks. They're gonna fuck you. FTF. Fuck them folks. They finna fuck you. So now, business owners, we have to understand the rules still keep changing. How do you adapt to the rule changes? Do you get mad? Do you get sad? Do you get glad? Or do you just try to figure out, where is my little piece in this?
Right.
Where can I sneak my little garnet of that? Where can I grab my little piece?
My little slither.
Slither. That's all you're getting to see.
Mm-hmm, it's a slither.
So, yes. If you are up in here right now, listening to us, get ready. Saddle up.
Lace up your bootstraps.
Lace up your bootstraps. Start anticipating. Okay. This ain't the same as what I did last year.
Mm-mm.
So already start preparing yourself. Where can I find my little bit? Because your little bit is going to keep you around for 2027. A lot of people, we in the real estate business. We was in the apparel business. What happened with the apparel business? It was cool. It was okay. But
I need to focus energy on
bigger
piece of the pie, right?
Rent. A month paid of rent. About what? 20 shirts?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere up in there. Mm-hmm. About 20 shirts. Yeah. If you just do that.
Yeah.
So how hard is it to sell 20 shirts compared to a month of rent?
Maintaining one tenant. Yeah.
It's
a lot of other tidbits behind that.
But they're just
but that kind of rolls back into the whole concept of polite, steadfast, and accountability. Like, because I feel like we jumped the track, but I feel also like it was necessary.
Let's talk about accountability. All right. So we in Little Rock, Arkansas. There it was this hair store that is not black owned. They had the black girl do the commercial and say, we got all the weave on sale, all the hair, the fake, the horsetail, and everything. All the hair.
Is this like a true story?
No, it's true. This is just this past weekend. Like, this is real fact.
Oh, okay.
And they put the black girl to go after the demographic.
Right. You need someone to promote for the demographic audience you're trying to reach.
Accountability. Then a bunch of people went to social media and said, is it black on? Mm-hmm. They know it ain't. And then they said, well, here we gonna support them. But then this is the caveat, as being a black owned business. Here they go. Well, it's all these other black hair stores around here.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all gonna do for them? And somebody said, shit, they shit on sale. Somebody said, the owner of the black hair store chimed in and said, we got the same product.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. It's your reach.
It is. Which tells me, as a person who's been on both sides of that, the business side, okay, hold on. The patron side, you kind of be like side-eyeing, right? Like, well, why we ain't heard from y'all? The business side of me lets me know that this other owned company put up some money for some marketing.
Yes.
And they did some research.
And they threw who in front of?
They threw the right person because they knew who their target audience was. That's research. That's dollars.
And I'm just going to be this type of person, tell y'all the truth. The woman sitting next to me got natural hair.
I do.
Listen, I have always said, I don't know why we got comic book superheroes for black women besides Storm and the other girls in the X-Men and DC universe.
Listen,
in real life, black men like regular.
He can't speak for the masses, but he can speak for himself and his lane and what's worked for him.
Let me tell you, the masses is also the same dudes that I talk to all the time.
But listen, let me also
you never ask for the orange haired zero hero.
But I will say, I too have played with color in the past. Now, I will also say my colors did not go to the extreme of sorority colors. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that breath.
It didn't. My colors did not reach Divine Nine.
Yeah, but it's just like.
But I have played with color and I liked it.
But a lot of men, and be running with this, we just like them girls that be themselves. That's all we say.
Who you lay down beside is who you gonna wake up to. Listen, that's all I got for you.
If her face peel off and her hair roll on the floor and this orange and the other hair is another color.
But this is his preference. But did we jump to
track? No, we still rolling with it because it's about accountability.
Oh, yeah,
we
ain't
holding people accountable.
You're right.
We back to the same point about they threw the black girl out there for non-black own business.
But they put up their money.
It's also about money and who they target. And the black girl was out there selling the wigs because and the weaves. And
she got a lot of discount.
Yeah.
Well, buy one, get one free. I don't know.
But it's just like for us, we already know. We got to keep it a book. That whole thing spiraled on social media. I watched it go down a rabbit hole and I sat there and
just lurk.
You don't lurk.
Did you just read the comments and laugh?
No, I don't.
Or did you watch them line up to fight?
That part. Okay. So me and you have always talked about this on charge. People, we line up to argue and fight.
We do.
Instead of lining up to say
back each other up.
That right. Shit's fucked up. And so that's what we talk about. That when we look at these about things about holding people accountable, we will be the last ones to call out the bullshit on ourselves because everybody else don't do it.
Right.
No, you know why they don't do it? They profit from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. We will tear down crabs in the barrel before we build up.
No, we're not doing that.
And that's why they will steadily divide us. We have to understand is we all can't be on one accord, but we can't be on 2 million cords.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big enough.
Yeah, 2 million cords.
Big enough.
It's too many cords. We don't need to be on one accord. We love that, but if we can get it down to about 17 chords,
we might be doing.
We can focus a lot better.
Let me cooking with Crisco.
Just focus a little bit better.
Yeah.
But yeah. But hey, pigs out. It is 2026 year completion.
Yeah. And accountability.
Me and Ms. Parker still going to hold ourselves accountable.
Because right.
Even when we talk about this podcast game, we talked about podcast fade. We talked about how you can move around.
Yeah.
How you got to find your niche. How you can still deliver a great quality product. Even if you feel like your voice is not being heard by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to say,
spin songs. You literally can.
The old saying is, Rome was not built in a day, but it fell in four. See, a lot of people don't know that.
I was about to say, most people know Rome wasn't built in a day. They don't know that last piece you said.
Yeah, see, that's why we tell people what we talk about. Do your research.
All right.
Dig deeper. We are at the point in our lives and at this time that they're going to throw so much fluff at us as people. I'm just talking about just color, minorities, everything. They're going to throw so much BS your way. You're going to have to use your brain cells to dig through the fluff. You know why you need to dig through the fluff? You deserve better.
Right.
Why they call anything you dig for a gem? Because you have to put forth effort.
You do.
You're going to have to dig in your lifetime to get better, to find your gems. You're not just going to surface this thing out and be like, oh, look what I found. I found a diamond and right. I didn't move but 2 centimeters.
Right, right. I just looked down and it was there.
Yeah, that's not how this works. Accountability is also about putting in some work.
It is.
It's also about understanding what work needs to be done You just can't keep doing in 2026 what you tried in 2022, 2023, 2024. 2025, maybe you adjust a little bit. But listen, we gotta do better. Ms. Parker, this is going to be episode 189. We creeping up on 200.
Tommy.
Did you think that was possible?
I don't know that I did.
That's a lot of episodes.
But we can't even say for sure what we're going to do. That's 11 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally in...
It's summertime.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what hitting... Let me see. February, March. That's April. We don't know what we're going to be doing after that. We don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because...
We don't know what our next move will be.
But we got to do it, right?
Yeah, we seeing 11 weeks through. And I'm honestly seeing that because... 11 weeks, I'm holding myself accountable.
Yeah, she took the word out of my mouth.
Yeah. That's why I said that is a natural break.
That's how you that's how you know you got the right part.
That's a natural break. Words. Yeah. That's a natural break. 11 weeks put us at the 200 mark. Where am I going to be at 200, right? What am I going to be doing? What are you going to be doing? What are we going to be doing, right?
Do you really know that at 200 episodes, we're in like the top 5. I think it's inside the top 10%.
Yeah.
Podcasts. They have done 200 episodes.
We may want to rename, rebrand. We may want to do anything, but at 200, I promise you, we will have a different perspective because we should have met certain milestones, hit certain timelines, mastered certain objectives. We should be at a whole different level of accountability by 200.
Ms. Parker said, I know what she's saying. I ain't going to say that.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about. She should say, somebody should be paying some rent. That's what the fuck she's saying.
I'm saying.
She's saying 200. Somebody should be paying some
motherfucking rent. I'm saying at 200, I should be at the point. You should be at the point. We should be at the point. We deciding what we doing next.
Still got another property.
That's not what I'm talking about. You just always running your mouth.
Oh, shit, we do, though.
We do. But at 200, we should be at the fucking fork in the road.
But somebody should be paying some rent.
That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is accountability.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody should be paying rent. Fuck that shit. Somebody need to be paying rent.
Accountability is real. Hey, 200 may have a whole different look, may have a whole different perspective.
Leases should be signed.
200 might be so different. 200 might be so different. 200 could also potentially be so the same. And if it is, I'm cussing. Oh, I'm cussing. You see this? I'm cussing.
Bitch, up next to me.